ahead.
Thank you, sir. I would like to call the Wednesday, May 21st, 2025 meeting of the WPCA to order, and it is now 6:34, and it followed directly after the public hearing. Once again, after calling to order, item number two, Pledge of Allegiance for this meeting. I pledge allegiance
To
to
the
the
flag
flag of the United States of
of
America
America
and
and
to the
to the
Republic
Republic
for which
for
it
which it
stands,
stands,
one
one
nation
nation
under
under
God,
God,
and
indivisible,
with
and
liberty and
liberty
justice
and
for all.
justice for all.
Thank you very much. Roll call, Mr. Miani.
Here.
Good evening, sir. Mr. Curtis.
Here.
Good evening. And Ms. Strickland.
Here.
And for the record, all present and accounted for. Public portion, I'm number four. Is there anybody from the public that would like to speak? For a second time, is there anybody from the public that would like to speak? And for the third time, anybody from the public that would like to speak? Hearing none, I make a motion that we close the public portion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Miani. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number five, approval of the minutes. We have no minutes, Mr. Garfalo. We have to start working on this. I did go back. The video and the audio is posted on the website if people need to hear it. Item number six, Weston and Sampson. And we're going to go over the engineering report. Let me just jump up to that real quick. All right, the engineering report. Mr.
Okay.
Tedeschi.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Go through the report here. The first action item is the Route 34 SOAR project, still on our list because we're still waiting. We did send another reminder. They owe us some more CCTV videos for the sewers that they installed now a couple years ago. So we're still going to hound them every month to get those videos so we can close that project out. All the work is done from the WPCA standpoint, though. The II removal project phase six. Last month, the board voted to award to National Water Main. We did get their bonds, insurances, partial executed contracts. I sent them over to the city attorney a few weeks ago. I thought I'd have him back last week. I talked to him yesterday. He's been swamped, so he's gonna get them to us next week. And once we have them signed by the mayor, we will forward those to the contractor. We'll issue a notice to proceed, and we'll get that project going with a pre-construction meeting. So that's where that one is. The NPDES renewal. It's been over a year now that we submitted the application. I haven't heard anything. I don't know if Ed, if you've heard any updates from the new permit. But if no change, we continue to operate under the current NPDES permit. The dewatering system, the Fournier press is installed. It's an operation. I think Ed will probably talk to this later. I believe it's operating at or above the expectations. So all the training is done. We have all the documentation. So that's where that is going. The aeration blower installation. So one new blower was installed. The second two were delivered and awaiting installation. Negotiated a change order with the contractor installing the rotary press, the model construction. And I think that's we'll talk about that on another agenda item. And then after that, once those are installed, we'll finalize the grant application for that installation. The Naugatuck River siphon, The permitting is ongoing. We've submitted information back and forth with the various agencies or departments within DEP. We are scheduling a wetland soil scientist to flag the wetlands. They said they can get out there early to mid-June. Then once we have that, we'll update our maps accordingly and forward that information as well to DEEP. We have a meeting with DOT and the Metro North Railroad, because they own, or DOT owns the railroad on Route 34. And so we part of that siphon replacement is we right now the siphon starts the water side of the tracks. We want to push it to the land side of the track so that we'll have access to the upper chamber. So we're going to meet with DOT on June 3rd to go over that. And Anthony and is still working on funding for the project. And the last project is the plant upgrade. That's still moving along. We've had progress meetings with staff. The drawings are being developed. The next step, next month, we'll be talking about a value engineering firm to be hired. We'll draft an RFQ, because part of this is another firm, a qualified firm, has to look over the design at the preliminary engineering stage. So we'll talk about that next month. But we'll develop an RFQ to publish, and then during the summer we'll interview firms and we'll get somebody on board to review the documents along with DEP. That's it in a nutshell. Any questions?
No, sure.
All set. Mr. Miani, any questions?
No, it sounds good. The report does sound good. Moving along.
Ms. Strickland? All good. All right. So item number seven is going to be some more money. Here we go. Weston and Sampson, discussion possible action on each one of these invoices. So the WWTP rotary press installation, the current invoice amount is for $2,100, April of 2025. To have a motion to pay $2,100 for Weston and Sampson project WWTP dewatering system upgrades.
Make a motion to pay.
Mr. Miani, a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Strickland. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Next invoice. Wastewater treatment plant upgrade. This is a biggie. All right. April 2025, invoice 5250178 in the amount of $87,800. Do I have a motion to pay $87,800 for the upgrade design?
Is this going against the bond issue, by the way, Charlie?
Yeah, so it should go against the bond.
Yeah.
And I'll make sure
it's... Pay.
Motion made by Mr. Miani. Do I have a second? Yes, I could second this for the bond. Any discussion?
Second.
All right, Mr. Kurtz, any discussion?
No, sir.
Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? So carries. All right. Route 34 sewers. Contract value $393,300. This is the first invoice on this project for the CCTV videos. And the amount of $750 from Weston and Sampson. Do I have a motion to pay $750 for the Route
Make
34
a motion
sanitary
to pay.
Sewers? Mr. Miami, second? Anybody?
Second.
Second, Ms. Strickland for $750. Any discussion on $750? Hearing,
Just
go
one
ahead.
question, Charlie. This is for the video. What did you say before, Bob? We're just waiting on the drawings.
Yeah, this is actually the last invoice. This project has been going on for 6 years, 7 years, I think. This is our last invoice on this. We're just waiting for the. We reviewed the videos that they did give us. Well, once we get them, we'll just review them real quick. And once we get the final videos, we have the as-built, we have the everything we need. But there's like five or six CCTV videos that they're still waiting. It's been a long, long time. Every time we've asked,
so we can't. There's no payment that we can hold ransom until we get these, is there? Because I think we paid it all in full already.
We paid all in full in like 2021, I think it was.
Yeah.
Or okay. Earlier, I think.
I kind of wonder whether we'll ever see them or not. But okay, and with my discussion on that.
Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. All right, siphon repair. This is the one that we overpaid, and Mr. Tedeschi has come back with the appropriate invoice for April, showing that we only have a balance of $1,900 on this invoice. Do I have a motion to pay only the amount due of $1,900?
Motion to pay.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Miani. Is there any discussion? So, I just want to make sure, Bob, when you go back and you look at these two bills, because I believe we didn't we. Wasn't there a short in here somewhere?
There was. The very first invoice was paid twice. We tried to apply a credit to the one of the subsequent invoices, but the subsequent invoice was paid in full without taking the credit. So we haven't applied the credit to any invoice yet. So we're going to apply it to this one.
Excellent.
There was a outstanding invoice back on, which one was this? The 87,800 invoice, the water treatment design stuff. So there's a discrepancy that I just noticed between these. So this one says that November is paid, which last time it was outstanding, but then very next page, so page six, it still has that outstanding listed.
I think that's this page was printed on May 1st, and I think it was paid subsequent, but the previous page, I checked it. And it was, when I looked at it, it was paid. So,
I just want to make sure we're all good on that.
I think we're good.
Okay.
All right. Just going back to the siphon repairs. Once again, this is a motion by Mr. Miani to pay the $1,900 after the $7,000 credit, seconded by Ms. Strickland. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passed for the $1,900. And that's all we have for invoices there, Mr. Tedeschi.
Thank you.
I'm sure. All right, item number eight. Mr. Abel, you're on the deck here. Superintendent's report.
Well, good evening, everyone. We'll start with the collection system for April of 2025. We responded to a total of 173 call before you dig tickets with four emergencies and responded to a total of 12 two emergency call outs. and wastewater treatment plant, we had an average flow of 1.47 million gallons a day, a total flow for the month of 44.15 million gallons a day, with a max daily flow of 1.64 million gallons a day. Our average total nitrogen is 123 pounds per day over our permit limit of 70, which brings up our annual average to 92 pounds per day. We do believe that we figured out what the issue is and we are working to correct it. Numbers are starting to come back down, I'm happy to report. The average effluent BOD is 5 milligrams per liter. Average suspended solids is 3 milligrams per liter with an average turbidity of 1.9. Maintenance for the month, we jet cleaned 4,800 feet and CCTV'd 6,200 feet of the city sewer main. Duke's root control completed 19,041 linear feet of root control maintenance, and we prepped the plant chlorination dechlorination system for startup on May 1st. In general, the new rotary press is fully operational and is exceeding expectations. The old press would average 15 to 16% solids. The new press is averaging between 25 and 30% solids, sometimes even getting up as high as 35%. We're continuing to work with FEMA for disaster damage assistance for the East Derby siphon. We're also working with DEP for all the proper permits for the siphon repair. We're continuing to correct the imbalance in the secondary clarifiers, leading to the high nitrogen numbers. The new garage door for the press room was approved by the Board of Aldermen and Alderwomen and has been ordered. Reimbursement check was issued to the homeowners of 124 New Haven Ave. And lastly, the blower installation update. So at last month's meeting, we were approved to see what the cost would be to have D'Amato do a change order and install one of the new blowers and remove one of the old existing blowers. What we did is, or let me rephrase that, what Steve Iacone thought of, which was a great idea, is if we removed the blower ourselves, the existing blower, that way D'Amato could hopefully install the two blowers, pretty much mirror one with the other at the existing rate that they gave us. And that's exactly what we did. We removed the old one. We agreed upon the price, which was under the allotted amount. And now we are getting both blowers installed, piped, set in place from the model for the change order.
Good deal. Good
Yeah,
words.
that's by a cone guy, he's pretty happy to hand around.
Glad you guys know your stuff. All right. Any questions on Ed's report?
I have none. I've got some great things about the solids, like double what we were doing, which I think is going to affect us next year with our budget, which I think is great. And also thinking outside the box to get a double whammy on the blowers.
Thank you. We certainly do our best. And that was all Steve, so I'll let him know.
Yeah, good job on that. Ed, did you say earlier in the meeting that we have a contract for the solve the stuff that has to be trucked out coming up?
We do, yes.
Do we have to do an RFP on that?
I don't know. That's a good question. It's never been done before.
Mr. Tedeschi, what's your thought on that, Doc? Do we have to go out to RFP for the trucking, or we just
I don't remember ever, because there's not a lot of players that can do this, right? I mean, I think we just was there a, I have to do a little research. I don't remember when the WPCA entered into a contract with them. There was probably annual updates to a contract, but it'd be interesting. I don't know if it's a city requirement to go out to RFP, but I mean, who else would be able to do this, Ed?
Well, that, yeah, so that's kind of like the thing. If there are other players and it and the contract is worth over 15,000, technically we do have to go out for an RFP, kind of like the door. But we be if there is only one player, then we can get that waived. I don't know, Mr. Curtis, what do you guys do?
We don't. We send ours to Danbury and they take it from there. So we're not
Okay.
comparing apples to apples.
So, but it technically any contract yet would have to be approved by ultimately the BOAA. But well, okay, maybe we can look into that before this thing expires and we find ourselves in a glitch that maybe there's a 1 year extension or an extension to the current contract that is in the language.
Yeah, I'm sure we can, work something out with the vendor. They've been great to us, great to work with, and we've been using them for well over 20 years. So, if we need a few more weeks, I don't think it'll be an issue, and I'll definitely bring it up. I'll get a copy of the contract. I think they were supposed to send it over to me. I don't think that they have yet, so I will get that and I will submit that.
Okay, yeah, I just don't want to find ourselves behind the eight ball if something has to be done.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Anybody else with anything for Mr. Abel?
Nope.
No.
All
Good
right.
day, Ed.
So we do have if you guys would allow me to skip to old business, a sanitary sewer rehabilitation project phase six bid. We pretty much got the update on that. So I'm going to just let it lay at where it is. We're still waiting for information back from the Corporation Council. Hopefully we have it shortly. And that way we can just end everything with Mr. Hall. So I just ask permission to move item number 10, old business, to before item number 9. In the form of a motion. Do I have a second to move item 10 to item basically 8.5?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Curtis. Do I have any discussion on moving that item up? Hearing none, all approve.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Any disagreement? Hearing none, thanks. All right. So we're There's nothing else more for item 8.5 now. The finance report, Mr. Abel, the check register. I'm sorry, Mr. Abel, you're out. Mr. Hall has joined us here tonight.
Hello, everyone.
Hey,
Hello,
Brian.
guys. All right, so the check register, this is everything from last month's register report, starting from the 15th of the month on. All things that you would have approved over 5,000. Think next month we might have one that we saw today, Ed, right? That we'll have to put before the committee next month. But I think for this month, this is just a report on what we had.
So I'm just going to go back, Mr. Hall, in the siphon repair that we discussed, approximate cost of the 1.5 million that FEMA may give us, close to a million to offset. Knowing that June is the end of the fiscal year, how do we capture something from our current budget to utilize towards some of that cost?
Yeah, so I think we had talked about putting the 200,000 in capital that we budgeted in a fund that's basically going to stay there for use in the future.
Excellent.
So
Yeah, as long as it
yeah.
doesn't roll over.
Yeah, it wouldn't roll over. No, that's what we talked about. So we'll have at least that 200,000. We can maybe create like a motion or whatever next month, come up with a final number. I'll look at the budget, see where you're going to land, and we'll finalize it at that point, I guess.
Thank you. Does anybody else have any questions in regards to the check register?
No.
It's a lot of money. We spend a lot of money. All right. Last piece of business then tonight is the finance report. Is the 2025-2026 WPCA budget. Move to adopt the 25-26 budget with no changes to the SOAR use or capital fees rate. So I'm just going to go back to the budget section here. The bottom lines. Make it a little bigger for everybody. So last month, initially, we had temporarily approved so that we could go to the public the total expense operating budget of 3.187861 for the WPCA plant. So tonight we're going to approve the operating budget, and in a separate motion we're going to approve the capital budget of $3,105,825, which gives us that total of just basically $6.2 million. $6.3 million that was in the public notice. So do we have any questions in regards to the operating section of this, the $3,187,861?
No, not me.
I see Mr. Tedeschi smiling over there, but you'll get your piece.
No.
Mr. Mike.
Good.
No, go ahead, Mr. Curtis. I'll let you do that and we'll go on with discussion on it.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept the operating budget for 2025-26 of $3,187. Try this again. $1,387,861.
Sure enough, 3 million.
Yeah, it's 3,187,861 is a friendly amendment, Mr. Curtis.
All right, thank you.
You're the best. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Miani. Any discussion on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? So moved. And now our capital account that we have for fiscal year 25-26 is currently set at $3,105,825, which is basically comes out of the bond debt service. I'm saying that right, Mr. Hall?
Correct. Comes out of that pot of funds, essentially, that we also use as our capital fees, right? So that's the other part of everyone's bills, capital fees.
Right.
That money all accumulates along with the you know, to help pay off the bonds that, you know, we can borrow from. And really, that's essentially what this is. The current projected bond payment of $1.252 million, that's set in stone. That's from money that we've already borrowed. And this is the payment. And then the 1.853 is the estimated improvements. A lot of the work, you know, that Weston Sampson's doing on the new plant as far as engineering design, it's kind of that phase is going to all happen with this money.
Brian, what is the balance in the bond? What do we have left in there?
You know, it hasn't changed all year. We haven't had to borrow against it. So, you know, we still have the opportunity. I think we borrowed 19. So there's like about 13 million that we can borrow if we wanted to. But we've got 4 million in cash in that account. So, you know, the 1.7 million shortfall, we'll pull from that. We won't borrow money next year. And then you go for a referendum the following year to get more money, but we could always borrow meantime to get things going on the 13 while we're trying to raise the new money.
Thank you.
All right. So can I get a motion to approve the capital account budget set at $3,105,825?
I'll make that motion.
Motion made by Mr. Miani. Do I have a second on the motion?
I'll second.
Second by Ms. Strickland. Any further discussion? I just want to just reiterate once again, as Mr. Miani brought up, that the sewer use fees and the capital fee will not be changing for fiscal year 25-26. The citizens of Derby will not be seeing any change in the rates.
Thank you.
Hearing no more discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? So moved. So we have just passed the fiscal year 25-26 budget for operating expenses and capital expenses. I thank you very much. And this is actually my first time running through it too, Ms. Strickland. So we're both learning on these good things. Hearing nothing else, do I have a motion for adjournment?
I'll make that motion.
Motion made by Mr. Miami. Do I have a second?
Second.
Anybody want to discuss cutting this meeting off and going to bed?
No discussion.
Excellent. All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Have a
Any
nice
opposed?
Memorial Day, everybody.
We'll see you guys again
Yes. Happy
June
Memorial
18th.
Day.
Take
You
care, everyone.
Enjoy the holiday weekend.
Bye.
Have a
Bye.
good weekend. You recorded twice.